Do we have the right to make a phone call?
Oh. I'm sorry. You want rights now. You want freedoms right now. Is it time? Is it freedom o'clock?
That's a clip from another movie opening this weekend that also deals with the war on terror, also with abuses at an American military prison overseas. But you know the saying, tragedy plus time equals comedy?
Guess what?
What?
Where you guys are going? They have never even heard of rights.
The new movie is Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay. Remember them from Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle?
I love that stuff.
We're so high right now.
We're not low.
Producer Arun Roth has found that Harold and Kumar have become underground heroes among Asian Americans.
Harold and Kumar's new adventure starts out as a fairly typical stoner road trip comedy. Our heroes are jetting off to Amsterdam, in addition to the obvious reason, to chase after Harold's dream girl.
In 8 hours, we're going to be in Amsterdam. This is amazing.
I know, dude.
It's going to be exactly like Eurotrip, only it's not going to suck.
But across the aisle on the plane is a nervous old white woman who looks at Kumar and sees a turbaned, bearded terrorist. Later, when the lady spies him in the airplane bathroom lighting up a bong, she sounds the alarm.
Terrorist!
No,
ma'am.
What the fuck is that thing in his hand?
Not a terrorist. He's just an idiot.
This is just a bomb.
He said he got a bomb!
Oh my God!
Air marshals leap to the rescue, and before you can say buzzkill, Harold and Kumar are sent to Gitmo. In this case, try to picture Midnight Express as scripted by Mel Brooks.
Welcome to Guantanamo Bay. You fellas ready to inspect my WMD?
No.
Needless to say, they quickly escape, and easily sneak back into the country with a boatload of Cubans. After a twisted series of adventures, they convince the president himself to bail them out and get them totally wasted.
They thought you guys were terrorizers.
You might be wondering how Asian Americans feel about Harold and Kumar. How embarrassing is it for us that this generation's Cheech and Chong are an Indian and a Korean?
You know, I'll tell you, I love them.
That's a real-life Kumar. Kumar Barve, the majority leader in the Maryland House of Delegates.
When my wife and I went to the theater, I paid for the tickets with my credit card, and the teenage kid behind the counter there looked at me and says, "Dude, your name's Kumar." You know, it was an exciting thing. I mean, I've never seen my first name up on a marquee before like that.
Like Kumar Barve, Deanna Lee is one of the last people you'd expect to see at a stoner movie. She's vice president of communications at the Asia Society.
The first Harold and Kumar was a great moment in the minds of many Asian Americans. This shows that we've moved beyond a time where Asian American is one term and that Asian American lumps all Asians together. What's great about Harold and Kumar is that the two guys are very different.
You know, I grew up in the 1960s, and the only exposure to any kind of ethnicity on TV was the Kato character on The Green Hornet, you know, played by Bruce Lee. I can't even remember seeing a South Asian man in a film.
But doesn't it seem a little sad that we're so desperate to see Asians playing romantic or comedic leads that we're all thrilled at the sight of these two potheads? Well, I'll tell you a little secret. The real reason Asians love Harold and Kumar is because they're potheads. Here's the thing. Long before us brown Asians became the target of racial profiling, Asians in general have been called the model minority. You know, hardworking, family values, boring.
That term model minority always raises the question who we're supposed to be a model for, right? It was for other minorities, so African Americans and Latinos who were fighting for civil rights.
Linda Varghese teaches anthropology at Vassar. She says the phrase came straight out of the civil rights battles of the 1960s.
And it was pretty much used to argue that Asian Americans and Asian descent people in the United States were able to succeed as small business people, get good grades in school without asking for government handouts.
For Asians, one of the things that's wickedly fun about Harold and Kumar is how they use those model minority stereotypes to their advantage. Like in the first movie, when they try to sneak into a hospital pharmacy to steal medical marijuana.
Dude, I'm telling you, they see an Indian guy and an Asian guy wearing these, and they're just going to assume we're doctors. And then we'll just walk right into the pharmacy, grab the weed. Okay, nice, sir.
In the new movie, Escape from Guantanamo Bay, Harold and Kumar quickly learn that racial profiling can actually work against them.
What's up with the guy with the weird eyes? He handicapped or something?
We believe he's of Korean descent.
My God. North Korea and Al-Qaeda working together. This is bigger than I thought.
But just by being major stoners and major box office, Harold and Kumar open up a world of possibilities for Asian Americans in Hollywood. And most Asians are pretty happy about that.
They make Asians into normal Americans. I mean, that basically, I mean, they show us for being what we've always been, and that is real normal people, you know. And I think that's very positive. I really do.
For Studio 360, I'm Arun Roth.
Harold and Kumar, Escape from Guantanamo Bay, is in theaters now.